From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump taking the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, to task in a series of Saturday morning tweets today, responding to her criticism of the administration's effort to help the U.S. territory recover from the devastation inflicted by Hurricane Maria. Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz accusing the Trump administration of killing us with the inefficiency and begged Trump to make sure somebody's in charge that is up to the task of saving lives. Well, the Republican president initiated his tweets, which were apparently deleted minutes later by suggesting Cruz's criticism was instigated by Democrats. He tweeted, "The mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats that you must be nasty to Trump." Trump then denounced two news organizations, CNN and NBC, for what he apparently believed has been biased coverage of the recovery efforts with the ultimate aim of disparaging him. The U.S. opening a direct channel of communication with North Korea and is investigating whether the regime of Kim Jong-un is interested in pursuing talks to give up its nuclear weapons, according to the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Tillerson saying that the cooperation with China on the maximum pressure campaign against the Democratic People's Republic. Tillerson was meeting with Beijing President Xi Jinping earlier, and he also said they're preparing for President Trump's visit.
And as you have noted, this is a relationship that continues to grow and mature on the strength of the relationship between yourself and President Trump.
Dozens of Afghan forces are said to have been killed in repeated insurgent attacks over the past week in western Farah province, which borders Iran. Politicians and residents there have told local media they've captured several security outposts. This is VOA News. Protesters gathering in Madrid Saturday to demonstrate against Catalonian independence the day before a referendum is due to take place. The referendum has been endorsed by the Catalan separatists, and they vow to go ahead with the ballot, but the Spanish government considers the referendum illegal, and the country's constitutional court has suspended it. European Union officials say they will not mediate the dispute between Spain and Catalonia, calling it a matter of Spanish law. President Trump facing a share of political setbacks this past week, including another failure on health care and being on the long side of a Republican Senate primary in Alabama. Trump's public approval rating remains at about 40%, but his political base appears to be sticking with him. With more, VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
In search of a victory after a difficult week, President Trump turned his attention to another key campaign promise, tax reform.
It's time to take care of our people, to rebuild our nation, and to fight for our great American workers.
The shift comes after another failure by Senate Republicans to repeal and replace Obamacare, handing a victory to Democrats and Senate leader Chuck Schumer. Trump and the Republican establishment also suffered a defeat with the Senate primary victory of arch-conservative Roy Moore in Alabama. Trump had supported Moore's opponent, incumbent Senator Luther Strange. Moore's victory is fresh evidence of a Republican split that could impact the president. Trump also courted controversy by criticizing professional football players, protesting during the national anthem over their concerns about racial injustice. Trump hopes a victory on tax reform will bolster his standing in advance of next year's congressional elections. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. billionaire innovator Elon Musk has unveiled plans for a new rocket that would allow passengers to travel from one continent to another in about 30 minutes.
The great thing about going to space is there's no friction. So once you're out of the atmosphere, you will go, it will be smooth as silk. No turbulence, nothing. There's no weather. There's no atmosphere.
Musk was speaking at a presentation in Adelaide, Australia, Friday, while showing a video of images of a rocket taking off in New York and landing in various places around the world. The U.S. State Department has announced it's pulling all of its non-essential diplomatic personnel out of Cuba in response to health attacks on 21 American diplomats in Havana. The Secretary of State Rex Tillerson releasing that statement Friday, saying the U.S. is maintaining diplomatic relations with Cuba, but must put the health and safety of American diplomats first. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.